First of all, I want to say that my interest in Ukraine at the Ground movement, represented by Organization of Ukraine Nationalists and Ukraine Insurgent Army, was caused by several reasons. First of all, I had family stories and life memories about Ukraine Underground Movement, because one part of my family was repressed by Soviets and sent to Gulag. And the sister of my grandmother had a leader position in Ukraine, Red Cross. It was a medical service of Ukraine Insurgent Army. And for me, it was very interesting to address many questions about women's roles in the Ukraine Underground Movement. And when I began to study, I realized that there are many issues which are not explored nowadays. And I heard a lot of sexual crimes committed by different armies during World War II. I know about militarized prostitution in a Japanese army, for example. I mean comfort women system. I heard about war crimes, sexual crimes of Wehrmacht in the Soviet space. And also in Ukraine was well known the case of rapes committed by German soldiers against the Red Army soldiers against German women. And for me it was very interesting. And what we know about Ukrainian insurgents, why other members of other armies commit different sexual crimes and our heroes are innocent, and what we know about this, and what we know about gender relations in the Ukraine insurgent army and the real position of Ukraine women. I want to stress that addressing sexual violence is not easy, because we as historians and scholars faced the lack of sources. But first of all, and many of my colleagues who studied military history of Ulmen Lupa told me that there are nothing to study, because we haven't any evidence about this. But I was let's say very motivated, and I started to look in, for example, at official documents of Ulmen Lupa. It was order. I started examined all different orders, instructions, and reports, and I understand that the intimate sphere in Ukraine underground movement was an object of strict control, because private life was depend on the underground activity. And also there are many cases when, for example, lovers or wives of insurgents were arrested by Soviets, and during interrogation Soviet authority used different kinds of tortures and physical influence and psychological influence to them, and they reveal information about the location of partisans. They reveal many information about the pseudos, names of code names of insurgent, and other information. And another case in this context, intimate sphere was also very important, because it was a question of security, first of all. Because, for example, when we talk about venereal diseases, yes, when insurgents go to women without control, it's not only the question of break of discipline and morality, it's a question of safety, because those men could be arrested. Yes, those men could be infected by venereal diseases. And in the circumstances of underground activity, when they haven't enough medicine and doctors, it was a catastrophe. And And in many cases, ill people were just killed. That's why this topic was really very interesting, and this is obvious from official documents of Ukraine insurgent movement. Another type of sources is KGB documents. So, because we have many people who were sentenced, who were arrested, many people who were involved in underground activity, and we have criminal cases and trial materials when they talk about their activity, and we have many sources when people who support or helped them testified against them. But I understand that in this whole story we have a lack of women's voices. And for me as feminist scholar, was very important to establish a sphere and provide space to women voices, because for many years their experience was excluded from official master narrative. And in for example, in recent years in Ukraine, we have very obvious glorification of wounded Luba history because of war, because of militarization of Ukraine society, because of construction of Ukraine national identity. And many stories which do not fit to this master narrative are excluded, are silenced, are marginalized. And for me, most of these stories are represented by women, because those stories are connected with gender-based violence perpetrated not only by enemy men, I mean Soviets, Poles, Nazis, but also by fellow men, by commanders, by very prominent leaders of UN and UPA. And obvious that those stories do not fit to this heroic narrative. So I decided to conduct interviews, oral interviews with women, ex-members of UNE DUPA, and I conducted almost 100 interviews with female members of UNE DUPA, and they are very bright stories about their past and their activities. First of all, as I mentioned above, they are connected with instrumentalizing of Ukraine history because of the war in Ukraine. Memory agents in Ukraine, especially state agents, instrumentalize history as a tool in informational war nowadays, and they want to have a positive image of Ukraine past and use these examples of heroic struggle for Ukraine independence at the bright stories and a tool to mobilize Ukraine society nowadays and to face different challenges. The second problem is Ukraine society is pretty, let's say, sexist, and it's a very patriarchal society. With we have many sexism, not only in academia but also in high political level. That's why we haven't enough, let's say, discursive sphere to talk about sexual violence. And this topic especially, yes, is connected with different social taboos, cultural norms, sexual norms. And many people, they really believe that sexual violence is connected with private sphere, that we do not allow even to talk about this. Even some of my fellow scholars told me that it's not good to talk about this because it's connecting with shame, with guilty. And In case of Ukraine Underground movement, we should also talk about women who have romantic relations with enemies of Ukraine state, I mean Soviets, Red Army officers, and those women are depicted as immoral, unintelligent, traitors of Ukraine nations. Why we should provide them voices? Why we should take into account their experience? Because they are just traitors of Ukraine nation. That's why it's really not easy to provide voices for those women, for this victimized group of women who suffer different form of sexual violence and gender-based violence perpetrated by Ukraine members of Ukraine Underground movement.